you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Andy Klein and Amy Nicholson. First up, the romantic comedy Ticket to Paradise, which reteams George Clooney and Julia Roberts under the direction of Ol Parker. Amy.
This is a movie that works only if you're just happy to see Julia Roberts and George Clooney run around in Bali, just making jokes with each other and not being particularly funny. The story is they're there to break up their daughter's engagement. It's a screwball plot done with just them acting like you should be grateful to see them hanging out at all.
Andy.
Utter lack of charm and the jokes are by the numbers when they're there at all. It's really a total misfire given the cast.
Ticket to Paradise is rated PG-13 in wide release. The writer-director Martin McDonagh is back with the Banshees of Inisherin, reteaming Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson, who led the cast of In Bruges, a film from many years ago. Andy.
I love Martin McDonagh and his films. This one is a little harder to love, even though it's very, very good. Brendan Gleeson is Colin Farrell's best friend, and he just ghosts him totally. He cuts him off and then cuts other things off to show his resolve. It's tragic and, like I said, great performances all around and well-written, but boy, downer.
Amy.
Yeah, McDonagh really is just that master in taking simple, bloody stories that have this real deep philosophy underneath it. And here's this idea of what do two men owe each other when they've been friends their entire life on this island? And can you end that relationship without it being really painful and bloody for not just them, but for the whole town? I mean, this is not In Bruges to me, but if you made a film that's not quite as In Bruges, but still very solid, it is still a very, very, very solid
yep.
film. We're glad to have McDonagh exist.
The Banshees of Inisherin is rated R. It's in wide release. And finally, the action fantasy film Black Adam, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Amy.
Yeah, this is The Rock smashing into comic book movies as Black Adam. Black Adam in the comics is sort of a villainous figure here. They're seeing if they can rework villains into heroes by making a movie that's sort of about does the DC universe, do the Western superheroes have a right to talk about somebody they consider a villain who lives in a foreign country? Is there justice in the Justice League is really the question. Are there scares in this movie? Is The Rock compelling as a villain? Not so much, but it's interesting to see where the genre is going.
The film, again, is Black Adam. It's rated PG-13 and is directed by Jama Collette-Serra. The film has three credited screenwriters, and it's in wide release. We remind you, you can listen to Film Week wherever you get your podcasts at kpecc.org or on the KPECC app. For Amy and Andy, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.